We continue this Sunday the continuous reading from the Gospel of chapter 6 of the Gospel of St. John about the Eucharist. And the concepts that come together in today's liturgy are the concepts of wisdom, sharing a meal, and communion, and a communion in the life of the Holy Trinity. So all those very, in some ways, distinct ideas are brought together in today's liturgical celebration. So let's look at today's first reading, which is from the Book of Wisdom. As I've said many times before, for those of you who are regulars, there's a difference between being wise and being smart. You know, smart means you know a lot of things. It also, I think, to be smart, you have to have a certain kind of talent that not all of us share. But to be wise is to see things as God sees them rather than as the world sees them. And so even if we're not very smart, if we're serious Christians, we can be very, very wise. In the Old Testament, the concept of wisdom was often personified by a woman who prepares a meal. Now, why would that be the case? We have to use our imagination a bit. You know, in the sharing a meal in our families, at least on good days, there can be a conversation that goes on that is both deep and pleasing. You know, if we have the television on all the time, it doesn't work very well. If we're fighting, it doesn't work very well. But in the very best of times, sharing a meal can be a time where we learn a lot and come to a deeper appreciation of the members of our families, and also the friends who come to us for dinner. And so you can see just naturally where this notion of wisdom being personified by a woman who prepares a meal is naturally a human concept. The Eucharist, which we celebrate this Sunday, is both a sacrifice and a meal. You know, it's interesting how the Jewish people put those things together, because we generally think of a sacrifice as being entirely distinct from sharing a meal. But among the Jewish people, this was a common experience, that the sacrifice at the temples is an example of this. A portion of that sacrifice was given to the priests for a meal. And it became part of the Jewish understanding that the two things can go together. So when we celebrate the Eucharist, as we do again tonight at Mass, we are joining Jesus as he offers himself in sacrifice to his Father with us. But it's also a moment when he invites us, as is described in this first reading, to come together to learn from him in sharing a meal. The Eucharist is a source of wisdom for Christians, which comes from the sharing of the meal, which is the body and blood of Christ. This is what the book of Proverbs says in our first reading. To the one who lacks understanding, she says, "Come, eat my food and drink of the wine I have mixed. Forsake foolishness that you may live, advance in the way of understanding." Now, Jesus, in today's gospel, once again, tells us that he is the living bread that came down from heaven. And whoever eats this bread will live forever. The true wisdom of Christians is the wisdom that comes by participating in the life of Jesus. And to be a Christian authentically is to begin to think like he thinks, and to act like he acts, and to love as he loves. And when we come together in the Eucharist, Jesus invites us to share in his life in an incredibly profound way, that we might be nourished by that experience and truly become Christians. This is extraordinarily important for us to understand, that the Eucharist is a sharing in the very person of Jesus Christ. He tells the Jewish people who have a hard time understanding in today's gospel that he will truly give them his flesh to eat and his blood to drink. Now, this was a concept that would be foreign to the Jews. It doesn't seem possible that a human being should even say that or want to do that. But what Jesus is revealing to us in these words is that he wants an intimate relationship with us, where we actually come to share his very self. He's giving us his body to eat and his blood to drink, that we might become one in him. And in this gospel passage, I'll get to this in just a bit, what Jesus really wants us to do is experience the life that he has with his Father. You know, Jesus and the Father are one in the life of the Holy Trinity. And through the Eucharist, Jesus wants us to have the same kind of experience of unity with him. We refer to the receiving of the Eucharist as Holy Communion. The word communion means union with. It comes from two Latin words, union with. And that's what is going on when we celebrate the Mass. We're invited into the very heart of God to share in the relationship of mutual love and giving that is experienced in the heart of the Holy Trinity, the Father loving the Son and the Son loving the Father and giving themselves to one another in a love that is at the same time the Holy Trinity, a love that is so much that the three persons of the Blessed Trinity who are distinct become one in this communion of self-giving and communion of love. And that is what Jesus wants to happen in our sharing of the Eucharist. He wants each one of us in this room to come into the same kind of relationship with him as he has with the Father, which is the true holy communion, the community, a communion in the very heart and love of God. And that's what the Eucharist means. And when Jesus tells us he's giving us his flesh to eat, the image that we're supposed to have isn't that we're gnawing on the arm of Jesus, you know. That isn't the understanding. It's that we fully receive him. You know, his divinity and his humanity become part of our lives. The difference, however, as St. Augustine says in one of his homilies, is that when we eat ordinary food, it becomes us. When we eat the food of the Eucharist, we become the bread of life. We become him. He changes us into himself. Where an ordinary sharing of bread and wine, we take that bread and wine and we make it part of ourselves. In the Eucharist, we receive the bread and wine, which becomes the body and blood of Christ, and he makes us, changes us into him to make us Christians, give us a share in the life of the Holy Trinity. So this is a wonderful thing that happens in the mystery of the Eucharist. You know, and you know, there's been in the history of Christianity, there's been there have been major conflicts and differences of opinion of what the Eucharist means. Generally, Protestant Christians reject this understanding that the bread really becomes Jesus and the wine really becomes his blood. And they say it's a symbol of Jesus' love. And of course, when we share it, we symbolize joining ourselves to him and to his Father. But Catholics believe that this truly is the body and blood of Christ, and it's not a symbol. And we truly do become, in the receiving the Eucharist, sharers in the mystery of the Holy Trinity. It's real. We receive the Lord himself, giving himself to us in a radical gift of love, actually, giving us his flesh to eat and his blood to drink. Now, most Sundays we don't think this way, do we? We come to Mass, we listen to the Scriptures, we receive Holy Communion. But it becomes a routine for us. And like I mentioned last Sunday, some of you weren't here last Sunday, but in the middle of this year, when we read from the Gospel of St. Mark, the Church gives us a series of weeks of reading on the Eucharist for us to spend time thinking about this so that when we do receive the Eucharist, when we celebrate the Mass, we actually understand what is going on. We understand the seriousness and sacredness of the moment of sharing in the body and blood of Christ. So once again, let us listen to the words of Jesus in today's gospel and try to understand, in the light of what I've tried to say, what this mystery means for us as we celebrate Mass today. Listen once again to the word of God. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Again he says, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. Again, last Sunday, I repeat myself, but this is such an important thing to understand. Eternal life in the Gospel of St. John is something that begins to happen when we are baptized, when we begin to share in the life of the Holy Trinity. It's not something that happens when we die, although it continues when we die, but it begins now, that you and I, in our sharing of the Eucharist, already begin to live eternal life, the life of Jesus and the life of the Holy Trinity. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day, for my flesh is true food, it gives life, and my blood is true drink, it gives nourishment. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him, just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. Now Jesus points to his relationship with the Father in the life of the Holy Trinity as the pattern for Holy Communion with him in the Eucharist that we share at Mass today. It's such a wonderful privilege that we have. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, Jesus himself. So, we ask the Lord to help us to believe this to be true. And, you know, it's very hard to understand, but if you're a serious Christian, it's not hard to believe that God loves us in ways that are mysterious and beyond us and which are radical, you know. The Eucharist is a radical gift of himself to us, beyond the imagination of the people of his time and beyond our imagination today. So may the Lord help us to understand that so that we might give ourselves to him in imitation of his giving himself to us.